Wildfires continue to burn in parts of Australia. So far, at least 33 people have been killed and about 41,000 square miles have been burned. It's estimated that hundreds of millions of animals have perished. WPSU's Anne Danahy spoke about the fires with Jenny Evans, professor of meteorology and atmospheric science at Penn State and the 2019 president of the American Meteorological Society.
Jenny Evans, thank you so much for coming in to talk with us.
Thanks, Anne.
The bushfires in Australia have been devastating this year. It's still summer there, and there's still fires burning. Is what's happening there outside the range of normal when it comes to weather patterns?
They've been really bad years, but this one, I think, rewrites the books. I mean, I remember some terrible years with bushfires, with a lot of deaths and with towns being wiped off the map. But this year started so early, and it's been going so long, and we still have a couple of months more of the fire season. So we've had predominantly volunteer bushfires out fighting this fire, and when you think that they have day jobs, and in fact some of them came back from fighting the fires to find that their jobs in the lumber industry don't exist anymore because of the fires. So now they're out of work. And so all these volunteers fighting the fires, sort of giving up their daily lives. And my worry, and this is just my personal concern, is that they've been doing it for so long that what if they just start to wear out and wear down and more accidents occur?
What role do you see climate change having in these weather patterns?
I can't put it down to anything else anymore. My husband laughs at me because I was not convinced about climate change, you know, in the very early 2000s. I could see the data. The data started building up more and more. And I could see the models and I could see what was right with them and what I had concerns about. But over the years, I've done my own research. I've looked at mounting observations that are irrefutable. And I've looked at the research of others. And now I'm convinced that the balance of evidence is that climate change is happening.
What was behind your skepticism?
Scientists are taught to really search for evidence that supports a particular idea from many, many angles. And so I just was looking for that evidence. And so I looked for it in many different ways, and in the same way as 98% or more of climate and atmospheric scientists, I concluded that this is what's happening. There's no way to refute the observations. You look at the measurements of temperature, you look at the measurements of rainfall. These are observations, and they show that the climate is absolutely changing. And then all of the other lines of evidence tell us that this sort of change wouldn't have happened without the impacts of humans.
So in general, how much of the weather patterns, the kind we're seeing in Australia, this extremely dry weather, how much of that can you and other meteorologists predict?
Most of it's quite predictable once you understand the weather regime, the sort of the envelope of the weather that you're looking at. I said that this year was out of the box, not usual. And one way of looking at that in terms of the weather is in December last year, if you took all the places people took measurements of temperature around the country, and very few of those are in the big desert area, and you average the temperature together, it was more than 40 degrees Celsius, which is more than 110 Fahrenheit. And that's an average temperature over an entire continent. That is not normal for Australia. That is far from normal. So once we understand that that sort of thing is happening, then we worry about the kinds of weather systems that might come through. So you've got this intense heat, you've got vegetation that's very dry. And the last thing you need then is strong, gusty winds. And in this kind of a year, you'll get cold fronts coming through, and rather than getting kind of murky clouds and rain after the cold front comes through, it doesn't rain, but you get a lot of wind because you get a change in the temperature. And so you have all this fuel just waiting for a lot of oxygen to help feed it, and away the fires go again. And so the people who are doing warnings on the fires are also working with the Bureau of Meteorology, the Australian Weather Service, to put out fire weather forecasts and then to put out actions for people to take in relation to the expected changes in the fires in different areas.
On a personal note, you're someone, you have family in Australia. What is that like personally for you to see what's happening?
It makes me cry. My family are not directly in the path of the fires, although I have family all over the country. But my sister told me, so she's about maybe a couple of hundred miles from the fires, and the smoke was so bad that one day she couldn't see to the end of her own court. And then in the city, about 10 miles from there, she was on the 30th floor or something of her building and she couldn't see 1 mile. So this is so far from the center of the fires, and not every day, but it can happen that far from there that you see such a strong impact.
What do you think researchers, universities, government agencies should be trying to do to lessen the impacts of wildfires and the weather patterns that we're seeing?
I think we need to look to the people who are on the ground, the people who have the day-to-day understanding, and get their perspective and get their guidance. I think we need to look to the researchers on the weather and climate that's causing the change, the ecologists, the people who are looking at farming practices. Are there ways that farming practices could be adapted to make the farming more positive, better outcomes for the farmers, and find ways that we might be able to adapt the land better to fire or reduce fire occurrence? I can't think of all the different ways we can do it, but I know we have really smart people around the world, that Australian scientists are incredibly talented and have collaborators all around the world, including at Penn State, who are thinking about these problems and trying to think about how we can make headway and not have another year like this.
Jenny Evans, thank you so much for coming in to talk with us.
Thanks, Anne.